AP News. Good morning, I'm Ed Donahue. Former New York Mayor Rudy Giuliani is at a courthouse in Atlanta to appear before a special grand jury.
Not open yet.
Giuliani will be asked about attempts by former President Donald Trump and others to overturn Trump's 2020 election defeat in Georgia. Giuliani told reporters he wouldn't talk about his testimony. A critic of former President Trump, Republican Alaska Senator Lisa Murkowski, survived a primary challenge.
We are going to move forward in a way that demonstrates the integrity and the openness and the transparency that I think Alaskans want, deserve, and should be entitled to.
In all, 7 Republican senators and 10 Republican House members backed Trump's impeachment in the days after his supporters stormed the Capitol as Congress tried to certify President Biden's victory. Just 2 of those 10 House members have won their primaries this year. In Wyoming, Republican Liz Cheney lost her primary yesterday.
With God's help, we will prevail.
Cheney is on the House committee investigating the Capitol riot. Cheney also said she may run for president in 2024. The government says retail sales were unchanged last month as persistently high inflation and rising interest rates forced many people to spend more cautiously. In Chicago, opening statements are set for today to give prosecutors and R. Kelly's attorneys their first chance to address jurors directly about charges accusing the R&B singer of enticing minors for sex, producing child pornography, and rigging his 2008 pornography trial. Syria denied it is holding U.S. journalist Austin Tice or other Americans a week after President Biden accused the Syrian government of holding them. On Wall Street, stocks are moving lower today in morning trading. This is AP News. Back to school in many places is focused on mental health. In some ways, this back to school season will restore a degree of pre-pandemic normalcy. School counselor Shelley Kerr in Kentucky says they don't waste any time.
When our students get off the bus, they get their breakfast, and they do an emotional check-in. That's what we call it. And so they just kind of tell us how they feel.
Student mental health reached crisis levels last year, and the pressure on schools to figure it all out has never been greater. Fourth grader Leah Rainey used an online tool called Close Gap.
Other kids don't know how you feel, so you put it in the Chromebook, and the teachers, if they know like you feel bad or something, they will come up to you and they will talk to you, and it helps you process how you feel about other stuff.
Rainey's school has take a break corners in each classroom. Critics, including conservative parents, say schools are using the mental health crisis as a Trojan horse to introduce liberal ideas about sexual and racial identity. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.